إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفر ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, seek His help and forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of our own selves and from our wicked deeds. Whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there's none that can misguide him. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads astray, there's none that can guide him. And I bear witness that there is no true God worthy of being worshipped except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that Muhammad, peace be upon him, is his slave and final messenger. Allah says, O you who believe, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as he should be feared, and die not except as Muslims. O mankind, fear your Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has created you from a single person, Adam. And from him he created his wife Hawa. And from them both he created many men and many women. And fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from whom you demand your mutual rights. And do not cut off the relationship of the wombs. For verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is an all-watcher over you. O you who believe, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and always speak the truth, so might rectify your actions and forgive you your sins. And whosoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has indeed achieved a great success. To proceed, the best of speech is the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran. And the best of guidance is the guidance of Muhammad, peace be upon him. And the worst of matters are those that are newly invented in the religion. And every single innovation is misguidance, and every misguidance leads to hellfire. What I read in Arabic, and the translation of which I made, is called Khutbatul Hajjah. This is the khutbah that the Prophet, peace be upon him, used to recite before delivering a new sermon, before delivering khutbah. To follow his example, you find many of the khutbah, many of the khatibs saying this before they start. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَإِن تُطِيعُوهُ تَهْتَدُوا. If they follow him, they will be guided. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another verse of Quran, indeed in the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's a great example for you to follow. Not for the khutbah, for everyone to follow. My brothers and my dear sisters, today's khutbah, the topic that I want to talk about is Jumu'ah itself, this day, and the virtues of this day. The virtues of this day, and how a Muslim should behave on this day. What things you should do to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this day. Regarding the virtues of Jumu'ah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خَيْرُ يَوْمٍ طُلِعْتَ عَلَيْهِ الشَّمْسُ يَوْمُ الْجُمْعَةِ فيه خلق آدم وفيه أدخل الجنة وفيه أخرج منها ولا تقوم الساعة إلا في يوم الجمعة. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, the best day on which the sun has risen is Jum'ah, this Friday. And on it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blew the soul in Adam, put the soul in Adam. And on this day, Adam alayhi salam was made to enter Jannah. And on this day, he was made to exit Jannah, he was made to leave Jannah. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the day of judgment will not come except on a Friday. These are some of the virtues that are related to Jum'ah. This is why Jum'ah is a special day for us Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Saturday to Jews and gave Sunday to the Christians. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy, gave the best day out of all week to us Muslims. So this day, Jum'ah, is an Eid also. The day of Jum'ah is an Eid for Muslims. And the proof of this could be found in the saying of Ibn Zubair, when at his time Eid al-Fitr and Jum'ah came on the same day, he made a statement, he said, Eidan ishtama'a fi yawmi wahid. The two Eids have come on the same day. Meaning Eid al-Fitr is an Eid and Jum'ah is an Eid of a week. Jum'ah is the Eid of the week. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of His mercy made a weekly Eid for us Muslims. And regarding the virtues of Jum'ah, the Prophet, peace be upon him, also said, there's an hour in this day, Jum'ah. There's an hour if you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for anything during that hour, as long as it is good, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you that request. This is one of the greatest virtues of this day. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فيه ساعة لا يوافقها عبد مسلم وهو قائم يصلي يسأل الله تعالى شيئا إلا عطاء. متفق عليه. So the Messenger of Allah says, there's an hour in this day which no Muslim finds it while he's praying and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something good except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him that request. The scholars have spoken with when this hour is. There are narrations mentioning that this hour is between when the Imam stands up for the khutbah and until the end of the day. And there are other narrations, other scholars mentioned that this hour is when the Imam sits down for the, after the first khutbah and before he starts his second khutbah. And by the way, this hour that Rasulullah said does not necessarily mean this hour of our understanding. It does not mean 60 seconds. It could be any, it could be a moment, it could be some time, it could be anything. The hour does not necessarily mean 60 minutes. And all the scholars, and there's another hadith that says, هي آخر ساعات النهار بعد العصر. This is the last hours of the day just before Maghrib. After Asr, the last hour of the day before Maghrib. This is what some of the scholars said. And yet others have said that this hour keeps moving just like Laylatul Qadr. So keep looking for this hour. Constantly make dua on the day of Jum'ah. And there's an hour if you make dua in that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not refuse that dua that you made to Him. Coming towards the prayers, this Jum'ah, the khutbah and the Jum'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding this says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمْعَةِ فَسَعُوا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعِ ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Regarding the prayers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, when the call is proclaimed for the Friday, on the day of Friday, come to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and leave off your businesses and every other thing that is better for you if you only but knew. So my brothers, coming to Jum'ah is wajib upon every person. And I'll come which people are excluded from this. So it's wajib. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, leave off your businesses and come to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because for the majority of us, this is the only day when we get reminded of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the khatib stands up and says to the people, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as I said, Jum'ah is an obligation on all Muslims. The Prophet said, قَالَ رَوَاحُ الْجُمْعَةِ وَاجِبٌ عَلَى كُلِّ مُحْتَلِمٍ. Going to Jum'ah, the Prophet said, is wajib upon every single adult person. But there are some exceptions. In another hadith, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, الْجُمْعَةُ حَقُّ وَاجِبٍ عَلَى كُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ فِي جَمَاعَةٍ إِلَّا أَرْبَعَ عَبْدٌ مَمْلُوكٌ أَوْ إِمْرَأَةٌ أَوْ صَبِيٌّ أَوْ مَرِيضٌ. أَخْرَجَهُ أَبُو دَاوُدَ. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, going to Jum'ah is wajib upon every single person except four. Who are they? The first one is a slave. If a person is a slave, it's not wajib upon him to go to the Jum'ah. Or a woman. It's not wajib upon the woman to attend the congregation. Or a kid, a small person who has not reached the age of puberty. Or an ill person. So other than these four, it's wajib upon everyone to come and attend the khutbah, except the weather conditions that do not allow. That's a different topic, which I don't want to go to because of the shortage of time. And the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, gave severe warnings for those Muslims who miss Jum'ah. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, مَنْ تَرَكَ ثَلَاثَ جُمْعٍ تَهَاوُنًا بِهَا طَبَعَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِهِ. Whoever, those Muslims who miss Jum'ah out of laziness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will stamp their hearts. Meaning Allah will cover their hearts. They will be heedless. They will be from those who are heedless from the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Messenger of Allah gave warnings for those who do not come for Jum'ah because they're lazy, out of laziness. So the Prophet said, whoever leaves three Friday prayers out of laziness, Allah will write him as those who are illness and will cover his heart. And my brothers and my sisters, this Jum'ah, this is one of the days in which you can get multiple reward. You can get tremendous reward on this day by only doing few small things. I will mention a few of them to you, inshallah. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, whoever takes a shower in Jum'ah and comes early to the mosque, whoever comes in the first hour, it is as if he has sacrificed a camel for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even if you don't have a penny, just come early to this Jum'ah. Allah will write as if you sacrificed the whole camel and gave it all towards charity on his way. And if you come in the second hour, it is as if you sacrificed the cow. And the third hour, as if it's a ram. And the fourth hour, it is as if you sacrificed the chicken. And the fifth hour, when anybody comes in the fifth hour, it is as if they give an egg on the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he also mentioned, those of you that come late, those people that come late for Jum'ah, after the imam starts, as soon as the imam says salamu alaikum and starts his khutbah, the angels that are standing and they are registering every person that comes, these angels are writing your names. When the imam stands and delivers the khutbah, these angels close their books and sit down and listen to the khutbah. Every single place this is happening, wherever there is khutbah going on, these angels come and write all your names. Whoever attended this Jum'ah, as long as the imam stands up, they finish the books and they start and listen to the khutbah. And also, my brothers and my sisters, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, مَنْ غَسَّلَ يَوْمُ الْجُمْعَةِ وَاغْتَسِلْ وَبَكَّرَ وَابْتَكَرْ وَمَشَى وَلَمْ يَرْكَبْ وَدَنَى مِنَ الْإِمَامِ وَاسْتَمِعْ وَلَمْ يَلْقْ كَانَ لَهُ بِكُلِّ خِطْوَةٍ عَمَلُ سَنَةٍ أَجْرُ صِيَامِهَا وَقِيَامِهَا سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, whoever wakes early on the Jum'ah, whoever takes a shower on this day of Jum'ah and takes it properly and comes to the masjid early, whoever takes a shower and comes to the masjid early and he walks to the masjid and does not take a ride and comes and sits close to the imam and listens and does not disturb the people or himself. And Rasulullah said, for every single step that he took towards the masjid, for every single step that he took towards the masjid, he will have 1 year of fasting and 1 year of praying, subhanAllah. Only for a few steps that you take to the masjid. If you only fulfill these small conditions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you a reward of 1 year of praying and fasting for every single step. You might take 1,000 steps and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you 1,000 years of rewards of fasting and praying. What are the conditions? Only small few things. Wake up early. Take a shower properly. And come to the masjid early. And try to walk to the masjid if you are able to. And come try to fill the first rows and sit close to the imam. And do not disturb the people. Do not play with your phones. Do not talk to people. And if you fulfill these conditions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for every single step that you took, 1 year of fasting and 1 year of praying. And my brothers, also, you should take a shower before you come to Jum'ah. The scholars have deferred whether it's wajib or it's sunnah to take a shower. But it's highly recommended that you take a shower before you come to Jum'ah, before coming to the prayers. And also, my brothers, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, it would be good, if you are able to afford it, to get 2 garments for Friday, other than the garments you work in. So Prophet said, it's also from the sunnah to get new garments only for Jum'ah. Have some garments that you only wear in Jum'ah, not in other days. Meaning you don't work in these garments. And it is also from the sunnah to put perfume on. Put atar on when you come, so you smell nice. And also to use miswak before coming to Jum'ah. And also it was the sunnah of the Prophet to use hair oil before coming to the Jum'ah. And also, brothers, one point I wanted to mention, coming sitting close to the imam. This is a really important point. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, those people who come early but like sitting at the back, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep them back in the worldly affairs. He will keep them back in all of the worldly affairs. So much so, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep them back, the last ones to leave the hellfire as well. So when you come early and you find the seats free, try to fill these seats. Try to fill them. And also, the brothers that come late, try to find wherever it's available for you. Don't jump on people's shoulders to try and get to the place. And so it's also responsibility of people who come early to come sit in the front. And those who come after them, sit behind them. You don't need to sit at the back. And my brothers, coming towards the prayers on the day of Jum'ah, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said the long hadith, cutting it short. So he said, ثُمَّ أَتَى الْجُمْعَةَ فَصَلَّهْ مَا قُدِّرَ لَهُ مُقُدِّرَ لَهُ. There is no specific number of sunnah specified by the Prophet for us. The Prophet said, whoever comes to Jum'ah and prays as much as was written for him. So you can pray as much as you can before the khutbah starts. And also after the Jum'ah, the Prophet said, إِذَا صَلَّ أَحَدَكُمُ الْجُمْعَةِ فَلْيُصَلِّ بَعْدَهَا أَرْبَعًا. Whenever you pray Jum'ah, then pray four after it. So there is four sunnah after the Jum'ah. And you have to pray these in twos and twos. And also, from the prohibited things on the day of Jum'ah, one of the main things is fasting. My brothers, you're not allowed to fast on the day of Jum'ah itself. And the Prophet explained this. He said, you're not allowed to fast it itself unless you fast the day before or are you intending to fast the day after. You cannot fast Jum'ah itself because Jum'ah is an Eid. You can't fast it itself. And the proof of this is the saying of the Prophet, لا يسوم أحدكم يوم الجمعة إلا أن يسوم يوما قبله أو يوما بعده. And also, brothers, the Prophet also told us to recite Surah Al-Kahf, the 18th chapter. Not Surah Al-Qaf, not Qaf, Kahf, 18th chapter of the Quran. The Prophet said, من قرأ سورة الكهف في يوم الجمعة أضاء له من النور ما بين الجمعتين. Whoever reads the surah on the day of Jum'ah, he will have light coming out of him until the next Jum'ah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَالْبَغْيِ يَعِظُكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ بسم الله الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. My brothers, in my first khutbah, I talked about Jum'ah and what you should do in this Jum'ah. I'll try to quickly summarize whatever I said in my first khutbah, so you can go away with something and you can try to implement it in the next Jum'ah and from now on in your life, inshaAllah. So the first thing is that you should try to get up early on the day of Jum'ah. Get up early. And use miswak as the sunnah of the Prophet. And try to take a bath. As I said, many of the scholars said it's wajib to take a bath. And some said it's highly recommended. But there's no doubt that it's highly recommended. So if you don't think it's wajib, then it's at least it's highly recommended. Try to take a shower before you come for Jum'ah. And as I said, try to wear new clothes and clean clothes. As the Prophet said, try to, if you are able to afford it, then get two garments which you wear for Jum'ah only and not other days. And put perfume on so you smell nice. And also try to walk to the place of the prayer if you are able to. If you don't live too far away. And if you have the ability, try to walk it. Because if you fulfill these conditions for every single step you take, you get 1 year of fasting and 1 year of praying. And come sit close to the Imam, as close as you can. And it is from etiquette of Jum'ah that you face the Imam and don't face sidewise. Because you see many brothers, they go to the wall and they face the other side. So it's from the etiquette of a Muslim, etiquette of a person who's learning to sit towards the person who's giving the speech. And also try not to play around during the khutbah. Don't play with your phones. It's not allowed for you to play with your phones or talk to the person or say hello or how are you to the person next to you. The Prophet said, "Man qala fihi ansit faqad laqa." Whoever says be quiet to the person next to him on the day of judgment, then he has broken his khutbah, meaning he has done something wrong. So it's not even allowed for you. If someone is talking, it's not allowed for you to say quiet to him. Come and listen to the khutbah. You can't talk during the khutbah. Unless there's an incident you want to talk to the Imam, or if the Imam wants to talk to the person, in that case it's permissible. And read Surah Al-Kahf on the day of Jum'ah, as I said, the 18th chapter of the Quran. And finally, try to look for the hour. Try to make dua in this Jum'ah. If you have anything, if you make dua at that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not ever refuse your dua. And also, my brothers, these words that the Prophet said Allah will not refuse, you have to take them 100%, because the Prophet said them and he never lies. As Allah says in the Quran, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. The Prophet does not speak out of his own desires. Prophet speaks of whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him. And also, I was made aware that the brothers in the Islamic Society, I think they're raising charity for our brothers and our sisters in Syria. And it's our obligation to help them because they're Muslims. because they don't have food, they don't have anything to eat, and it's obligation to help them. As the Prophet said, this ummah is like one body. If one part gets hurt, the other parts feel the pain. And also, the Prophet said, As-sadaqatu burhan, that the charity is your proof of faith. And also, he said, he once asked the Sahaba, his companions that were sitting next to him, he said, which one of you loves the money of his inheritance or the money of his heirs more than his own money? The Sahaba replied, none of us loves the money of our children or the money of our heirs and inheritance more than our own money. So the Prophet said, the money that you give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the money that you actually own. And the money that you leave, you don't spend in the way of Allah, this money will be inherited by your children. So it's not actually your own money, it's your heirs' money. So the money that you give for the sake of Allah, you will get that money back multiplied hundreds and thousands of times. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi, ya ayyuha alladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Wa qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man salla alayya salatan sallallahu alayha biha ashra. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wa adallahumma anil khulafai ar-rashidin Abi Bakr wa Umar wa Uthman wa Ali wa an sair as-sahabat al-akramin wa an at-tabi'in wa man tabi'ahum bi ihsan ila yawm al-din. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ilman nafi'a wa qalban khashi'a wa lisanan dhakira wa rizqan tayyiban wasi'a wa amalan salihan mutaqabbala wa afiyat في البدن وبركة في العمر والذرية. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأصلح لنا نياتنا وبارك لنا في أزواجنا وذرياتنا واجعلهم قرة أعين لنا. اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا حاجة إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا رب العالمين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم اشمل بعفوك وغفرانك ورحمتك آباءنا وأمهاتنا وجميع أرحامنا ومن كان له فضل علينا. اذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقم الصلاة.